Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Big Friday, Secret Service News Conference. And I think it's the Secret Service, it appears to me, that might be answering questions at 1 o'clock. That's what I'm hoping for, since we haven't gotten their report yet. All right, we'll break into that. We'll give you a little bit of the sound of it at 1 o'clock. America should be furious that it took Congress. Now, the House just passed it. To pass a bill telling these people at the Secret Service, you know what? You are going to give the same level of protection that you give to the President of the United States to the major candidates of the two major parties. It may be unrealistic to give it to every party that's running out there, that level of protection. But at least the Democrat and Republican nominees. You know, the argument is, we're the experts. You can't tell us. We don't have enough people. They have a budget that is bloated, according to the people that we brought on. Why don't they have enough people? All right, so this will be the news conference at 1 o'clock on the first Trump assassination attempt with the Secret Service. This ought to be good. And I hope reporters jump down their throat. I hope they don't let up for a second. This new guy bothers me more than the woman that was heading it before. It's arrogance mixed with incompetency. So we'll dip into that. I don't know who's carrying or what, Henry. We were just streaming, but I think major networks might be carrying it because it's the first time they've been made to talk about it. Why don't they put it in a report? Why don't we have the report yet? So are they trying to get away with it by talking about it today? Not sure. And look, I every time I go after them, I don't have anybody lecture me anymore saying, you know, these people put their lives on the line and all that. Stop it already. It's not about that. You know that now. It's about just shocking incompetency or worse. So we're going to find out today what they answer. They redacted, apparently, with the Senate probe. Almost every word is redacted. That's the other tactic they use. Here's your answer. And it's like 500 pages and it's got one sentence in there. Everything else is redacted. I want to get to Oprah, Kamala Harris last night. There's a lot to unpack here. And Oprah once again jumps in with all the Hollywood stars, billionaire. Most of these people worth $20 million, $100 million. Telling the rest of us what we should do. But the part with Oprah and Kamala Harris, and we'll play parts of this with these all these Hollywood stars on Zoom, mugging for the cameras, going like this and all, you know, with their hands and the whole thing, like they're acting out an Academy Award play. This is Cut 21, though. Here is Oprah. And listen to this message from Oprah to independent and undecided voters. The words that I resent, any time that I hear it, I know exactly what side of the political aisle this is. Decent people, like the dean of decency. As soon as you hear decent people and telling them how to vote, you know what that means. You can't vote for Trump. You're not decent if you don't vote for Kamala Harris. Here's Oprah last night.
The gatherings on Zoom and all of the grassroots. Now, each of you listening tonight, you become your own grassroots organization to go forward and do something, coming together for the largest Zoom call we've all ever had. Thank you so much. I just want to say, for all of you watching who are still on the fence, you're in the middle, you're independent as I am, or whether you just still don't know what you're going to do. This is the moment for all decent people.
Decent.
All caring people.
Caring.
Who want the best for yourself and you want the best for other people. This is the moment for people who are tired of all of the bickering and all of the name calling.
People
who are exhausted by the craziness.
Yeah. You know what that means. Oh, yeah.
And the conspiracies.
Oh, preach it.
This is the moment. You want to get on with your life because you know that we can do better and that we deserve better. You know this. I know you know this. I know you feel this. I know this is what you're saying amongst yourselves. It's in all the conversations that we're having, that you're having. And we're better than this. We're better. We're better. And we want to create a world where our children will be safe in school again.
Your children.
And as my friend and mentor Maya Angelou always said, when you know better, you got to do better. Thank you. So let's do better and vote for Kamala Harris.
You know, this brings it all back home, the Oprahization of America. When people used to do about that, I would get about a half and half of people seeing it my way. What damage Oprah has done and continues to do.
Decency.
Yeah, thank you very much. The dean should be on to tell her really how to say that in the full story.
Decency.
And suddenly at the end, the decency, the caring. I wonder if these people in these towns that have seen better days like Charleroi, which today is getting national coverage in Pennsylvania because of being inundated, we're not seeing these refugees show up at Oprah's mansion or Meghan Markle or Kamala Harris. Let's go to part two of this. Now, this is VP Harris, and I'm going to tell you with Katie Pavlich from Fox News, who I don't think is on Fox enough. I'd like to see her have her own show. She's one of the smarter people there. Said about gun ownership and why she doesn't believe even that Kamala Harris actually owns a gun. We'd like to see that. It's on Twitter. It's beautifully done. But here's what VP Harris said. What's going to happen to you if you break into our house?
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes, yes. I hear that. I hear that.
Probably should not have said that.
But
my staff will deal with that later.
Okay, so Katie Pavlich says on Twitter, and I think it's a fair point, A, you shouldn't be saying stuff like that, because even defense attorneys would tell you, given how biased people are against the right to bear arms, and two, responsible gun owners that actually do own are not laughing about this. They're not joking about this in this kind of manner. So she calls even into question whether she actually does own a gun. But everything is funny. Even the deadly use of force here. You would think we would be lectured. You shouldn't be doing that. So I need to hear from you. If you're a gun owner, how do you feel about that? You think she owns a gun? You think he owns a gun too? And you think that's the appropriate way to couch this the way that she did with Oprah last night? I think Katie's on to something. Something that is remarkable how this played out. But if you didn't know it by now, or you have people that are skeptical, seeing one, you know, I'm looking at Meryl Streep up there. Sickening, right? Meryl Streep telling us about decency last night. How about Harvey Weinstein? Meryl, you didn't know too much about that. Certainly you knew. Everybody in Hollywood knew. Decency. Ben Stiller. Oh, God, it's just to see them all in one place, to see this gushing. And the decency card, the calmness card, is it calm in towns like Springfield, Ohio, in towns like Charleroi, Pennsylvania? I move that they change the name of the town after today anyhow. We need something else here. All right, so 855-839-1210. But I want to go back to a local story, and I want to ask the question you probably think of when you see this. Because they were actually, I had somebody on, and I actually kind of knew who one of the Sesame Street characters were that were slurred by people. Where did they go to get their good name back? A jury yesterday took less than 3 hours after a 2-year legal battle over that video we all saw from the theme park. They rejected a discrimination suit bought by families who said costume characters ignored their kids because their children were black. The attorney, Martel Harris, said, "Big Bird, you're a blanking racist," adding an expletive that would never be heard on Sesame Street and quoting a taunt once lobbed against one of the park's young performers as he questioned the man this week. These were kids. These were kids on a parade with costumes on that overheat, with a parade rhythm to keep up with stuff, and visibility that is very difficult. And they were slurred as racist, intentionally not wanting to pay attention to black children that were there. Do you remember that? This attorney actually donned the head of a Sesame Street character in his closing remarks. Can you imagine the circus of this? Doing that and making the closing remark, what was the character? I'll find it here. Park lawyers maintain, though, that the meet-and-greet lines are routinely cut off with patrons still waiting to protect performers from overheating in their costumes. This was in the summer. They talked about keeping up with the parade. They talked about how hard it is to see. They talked about diversity. They talked about the training. And for 2 years, this nonsense went on. There's still another group out there pursuing this. Took a jury. You know, I think juries sometimes have to pretend they're talking it over a little bit. 3 hours to say, get out of here. You got to be kidding me. Now, this was one of the bigger stories. It went viral for quite a period of time. And the notion that in this manner, these kids were racist who were not going to hug a black child. That's what the core of this was. And it was a federal case. That's where it went through this trial and still ongoing. This is just another example routinely of the type of stuff that's wrong. All right, it's 855-839-1210. As I said, we have Dinesh coming up at 1230. I'm going to ask him, too, about election integrity, which I think is much better this time. He's got a film called Vindicating Trump that's coming out. We're also going to talk with Luzerne County, the person in charge of elections there. She got rid of drop boxes. But are they going to meet this demand of registration because of Scott Presler and the number of people that are registering? Okay. And we're going to try to dip into this Secret Service news conference at 1 o'clock. Where's the report? Ought to be the first question. Why don't you have the report? Can we at least be told who's holding up the report? Apparently, it's some Secret Service agents who are lawyered up. Well, bring them in, give them a chance to testify one more time, then fire them. Maybe pursue them with criminal charges. I don't know. Doesn't America have a right to know about what happened here and then almost happened again? They don't have any right to lawyer up. Don't join the Secret Service then. All right, side question. I was talking to Henry yesterday because I might be bringing on the show again on Monday, Kelsey Grammer. Henry informs me he's never seen much of or any of Cheers or Frasier. Outrageous.
It's before my time.
Oh, well, yeah, but Cheers is in the top 10 TV shows of all, well, top 20 of all time. I mean.
I do kind of want to get around to that at some point, but okay. I kind of just have no interest.
All right. And you also told me then you will almost watch nothing, if unless a gun's held to your head, of Martin Scorsese's films. Oh, my God.
It's every time someone's like, man, that movie's so good.
Right.
I'll say Goodfellas, for example. I think Goodfellas is good. That's it.
Oh, my God. All right. So, we'll take that up with Jim and Ray Liotta a little bit later here at LaGuardia Airport, okay? But I think Joe Pesci's character, Joe Pesci's not believable to me in these things, but that's one criticism. Okay, so we are looking for something that is widely popular, okay? And you just have no desire, or maybe you go out of your way to avoid it. You've seen a smattering of it, and you go, nah, I don't believe that should be that popular. I don't get it. All right, it's Game of Thrones. I only watched the last one. Because, look, in this job, everybody in the world was, you know what I mean? It was in the news so much.
Yeah.
I didn't even get through that. I had to pretend like I kind of got through it and, you know, I knew a little bit about it. How could you not? I just reject it. Thank God I don't hear people still talking about it.
I mean, you did save yourself. I mean, for watching that whole show through and through, you did save yourself just an awful final season and a final two seasons, in my opinion. But
yeah, well, that's the whole premise. Discussion. And some of you know me, I'm a contrarian on this stuff, too. If it's something I just get a vibe, I'm just not going to go along with. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, no, I hear. And I was there's a few things I was like that for a while. And Game of Thrones was one.
All right, what's your biggies, though, since you are the person who's not? Now, Dan has never seen The Sopranos, which is just disgusting.
That's criminal.
I told Greg Stocker, come on now, future deals here. I need producers that have seen The Sopranos. I want a witness. I want them to sign an affidavit they've seen The Sopranos. How can they be a producer here?
No, it's a fair point. Yeah. Well, like you said, Marty Scorsese movies, I just have no interest in seeing. Like, every time I watch one, I'm like, eh. I don't.
Now he's Marty. Good. All right, you're buddies with him now. Okay. All right.
They're just good. But if we're going a specific movie, I have no intention of ever really watching Scarface.
Okay.
It was, and I will say, until this year, it was Lord of the Rings, and I watched the first one. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God, that's mine. I will not watch Lord of the Rings. I don't care if they got me in North Korea, and they're saying you have to watch.
I thought the same way, and then I watched it. I'm like, I get it. This rocks.
I have never seen Lord of the Rings.
That's it. That's another bad mark. All right, so what's your major one?
I'll say Scarface.
Scarface. Okay. That's a side question today. And remember, don't just call in, blurt something. And then we have this awkward pause. It's all in the selling. It's not a quiz show. You say it, and then you give your reason. It's all in the call. I mean, haven't we gotten that by now? That's
sell us.
Sell us.
Sell me
bit.
This pen.
Yes, that's right.
One Martin Scorsese movie.
Which one is that?
Well, it's Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street. I like the Wolf of Wall Street, and I don't like DiCaprio usually, but in that role, he was perfect.
Oh, he killed it.
Yeah, he was. Particularly when he told him, I'm not quitting. You know, when he's
not leaving.
And they went nuts. Oh, my God. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push pound 1210. So we played you, VP Harris, talking about being a gun owner. Is that how Katie Pavlich saying, is that how a gun owner would react to that? In addition to that, Oprah, decency, caring, this long preamble. And then at the end, it's Kamala Harris. This is what you're up against. This is what you're up against every time. Hey, Oprah, how about naming a policy that she will put into play? No mention of that at all. Not even abortion. Not even reproductive rights. Oprah's going right down the middle. The Oprahization of America. Damaging. Always a menace. Always. Meghan Markle interview. This ranks right up there with it. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. So we saw this Hollywood gushing last night. Stevie Wonder, of all people, and now Springsteen did this, you may remember. Stevie Wonder's coming to town, and it's a tour that's politically based. He'll be in Pennsylvania twice. Stevie Wonder's people say, critical election season, pivotal juncture in American politics and culture. The tour will call for joy, there's that word, over anger, all right, that's Harris over Trump, kindness over recrimination. But here's the last part, Stevie, that got me. Stevie Wonder, peace over war. Peace over war. Which party is the party that wants to be interventionist and wants to engage in these constant, unending, unceasing wars? Stevie, that would be the Democrat Party. Along with the Cheneys, of course, people like that. Not Trump. So just even the fraudulent nature of this, it is a barrage. It is endless. Last night was only part of it. But of course, here is Kamala Harris. This is Cut 10, Jim. being asked, and they did, they put on a couple asking about lowering the cost of living. And they actually went back and forth a couple times. She's unshakable. You know, if she were in the jury box, the prosecutor would just have to jump over the table to get an answer here. But she's not artful. It's so obvious what she's doing. Cut 10, Jim.
We really would love to know what your plan is to help lower the cost of living.
Yeah. First of all, thank you both for being here.
Yeah, and you get to it.
Yours
is a
story I hear around the country as
get
I travel.
Get to it.
And in terms of both rightly having the right to have aspirations and dreams and ambitions for
I want a cheaper avocado. Come on.
Working hard and finding that the American dream is, for this generation and so many recently, far more elusive than it's been. And we need to deal with that. And there are a number of ways. One is bringing down the cost of everyday necessities, including groceries.
How?
We really would love to know what your plan is to help.
This woman, Henry, do you have more of that? I mean, I was good.
No, I accidentally doubled up on that, yeah.
Yeah, this woman is not letting up. Well, wait a minute. Well, what is it? What's the plan? Oh, thank you for being here tonight.
Your Honor. Yes. Permission to treat the witnesses hostile.
Yes, yeah. That's right. She's not artful with it. There's no artifice. There's nothing she's doing that is either watch over here and I'll pull the rabbit out of the hat. She's just bad at it, but going to continue to do it. And they are going to run out the clock. So last night it was Oprah. The other day it was a national black journalist group. All right. Who is it? You know, if this were in football terms, they're playing the Little Sisters of the Poor. And the next day they're playing the JV team of the Little Sisters of the Poor. And then they're saying, can't we play the eighth grade team next? My goodness. And Walls is not being interviewed by anybody that I know of. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You got the side question today. Something that everybody raves about in one way, shape, or form, and you just don't buy it. You haven't participated, particularly if you haven't seen something, and you're not going to kill yourself to see it. And the more people apparently say to you, well, you know, you got to see this. Haven't you seen it yet? Yeah. Henry, what do you say then to when people say that? Do you say get out of here or what do you say?
Yeah, I'm 100%.
100%. Get out of it. Marty Scorsese, his buddy, doesn't like his stuff. Marty, come on.
Just it's always good. It's not great. It's just good.
I told you that's one of my all-time true favorite stories. Joey Vento, may rest in peace, won a National Freedom Speech Award because of all the stuff over that little sign, speak English. We're going through the Atlanta airport. He invited me to go to Atlanta with him where they were going to present it. He's got an entourage with him. A guy comes running up holding this giant script in an airport. I know you're an actor to me. Yes, that's right. I'm starring in the next role. Give it to Mr. Scorsese, Joey Vento. What the heck?
Hopefully that script was better than a Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had saved that. A maniac running around with a script. A treat. Give him Mr. Scorsese's my treat.
It might have been a gold mine. You never know.
I gave it to Joey Vento. It's like, what the heck? All right. Dinesh D'Souza is next. You know, during every four-year cycle and sometimes even earlier than that, Dinesh comes out with a film. This film, just in time for the election, I think it's going to be in theaters on September 27th, so a week from today, Vindicating Trump. All right, the case for Trump. Why this title? Why this angle now? In the past, he did the Obama film. He did the Mules film. I'm going to ask him, too. What does he think about election integrity this time around? Now, nothing is perfect, but I can speak to here in Pennsylvania. I'm feeling pretty good with the people that we have in place to combat this. You ought to feel good about it, too. And that should mean you're going to go all out to win Pennsylvania. The theory out there today, Politico says, Harris is trying to win either North Carolina or Georgia. If she does that, she can stop Trump. I think Trump wins both of those. And I'd be shocked if he doesn't win North Carolina, although the Republican candidate for governor, wow, that's trouble. It's coming down to Pennsylvania, though. That's what it's always going to come down to, Pennsylvania. All right, 855-839-1210, jump on board. I've told you for a while about the great care. And I can tell my home care is so much better because I buy into Dr. Bentz and the stuff that he tells me every time I get a cleaning or something else done, which recently I had a permanent tooth put in. And I've told you how precise, how comfortable, how pain-free the whole experience was. That's the Bentz Dental Center. So this time of year is a time when we assess, summer's over. We're taking a look at, oh, yeah, I haven't been to the dentist in a while. Maybe I didn't like the dentist. Maybe I'm nervous about the dentist, any of those things. Well, this is the place to go. We have the answer. Check that box right here. Get that initial evaluation with Dr. Bentz. By the way, too, if you're in your 40s, 50s, or up, and you're assessing, you know, what will happen down the road, Dr. Bentz will get a plan going for you to make sure there are no big surprises, something that just will not work for you. Get that initial appointment today. Go to My Dentist, Dr. Bentz, over in East Norriton, 610-272-6949. You'll love the staff. I kid about that 3D printer, but boy, it's spectacular for the outcomes you get. The Bentz Dental Center, 610-272-6949. All right, it is Dom time, and like clockwork, he's in our midst again with another big film. Dinesh D'Souza has had some of the highest grossing films, political films, documentaries, call them what you will, of all time. And he's back with Vindicating Trump, with an extensive interview with President Trump, Laura Trump, Trump's attorneys. Let's go to Dinesh, see what he can tell us about this. Hey, Dinesh, welcome in. Thanks
hey,
for joining
Dom,
us.
Hey, always a pleasure. Good to talk to you.
What film is this for you, Dinesh?
Well, in the documentary space, it is number 8. I also did a feature film, but this is number 8. Can you believe we got this going 10 years ago? You were a big part of our first film. And so it's really fun to have come full circle.
It is. And one of the funniest lines in my top 10 when I say what I've heard in talk radio is you saying on my show, you said it in other places too, how could they give me a Razzie? I played myself in one film. I'm not a bad actor. I'm playing myself.
Absolutely. Well, this film, I think, is in some ways the timeliest, the most urgent. I mean, it feels like I completed it this morning. It has a riveting one-on-one with Trump. And you know, Dom, when Debbie and I first met Trump in the fall of 2019, this was in the Oval Office, we kind of saw a side of Trump that you don't see very much in public, because Trump likes to kind of guard his feelings and keep it like under wraps, doesn't like to show that vulnerable side of himself. I wanted to bring that out so people could see it, and I think I did. So the film gives you a window into, I think, a dimension of Trump that people don't often see.
Yes, and you have a big question here, too. How could someone be that beloved and yet that polarizing, that at the other level, now two assassination attempts?
Yeah, you know, Lincoln was polarizing, and he had an assassination, a successful assassination attempt by Wilkes Booth. But with Lincoln, the division was not over the man. It was over the issue. It was over slavery and the extension of slavery and so on. But with Trump, it is over the man. And there are, as you know, even Republicans who are sort of like, well, you know, I don't really like the guy, but, you know, I like his policies, or I wish he'd shut his mouth. And people are sort of angling for a new and different Trump, like they want to remake Trump. And part of what I want to argue in this film is, look, not that Trump is a man without flaw, but he has massive virtues, including the virtue of courage. And in today's environment, given the crisis we're facing as a country, he is, in fact, the right man for this time. Maybe not for every time, but for this time.
What are some of those? What are the virtues that you've seen that maybe you mentioned one, vulnerability or generosity, those kinds of things? I mean, he is very funny, too, across the board. There's just not just cutting humor, but just funny stuff. With Gutfeld the other night, Dinesh, they had 5 million viewers because I watched it. It was the charming Trump.
Absolutely. No, he's hilarious. And he is a bit of a comedian. And sometimes his critics pretend to misunderstand him. Like no one who's serious could say, I'm going to be dictator for a day. And yet this is used in ads as if to say, yes. You know, here's a one-day dictator. Now, the thing about Trump, though, is he has the supreme virtue of courage. And I say this in a very deliberate way. I mean, look at even the second assassination. Look at his immediate comment. His first comment was he was annoyed that it interrupted his golf game. He's like, I was about to do an amazing putt, and they're like dragging me off the course, even though there's a man two holes down waiting to kill him. Number two is he then posts on social media 0-2, like he's keeping score of assassinations.
Yes.
Then you go back to the first assassination. You know, bullets are flying. He doesn't know how many shooters there are. The Secret Service is pulling him down, and he is pulling himself up. Now, you know, Dom, I mean, that's not normal behavior. You and I wouldn't do that. In fact, if you and I were facing 91 criminal indictments or charges, and we had a billionaire's life waiting for us, don't you think we'd be, like, out of here in a minute?
Sure, absolutely, Dinesh. Dinesh, the film is 92 minutes now. What are the best platforms? It debuts in theaters, right? Next Friday?
Yeah, you know, Dom, it's going to be in 1,000 theaters. And it's very good news for me because in the aftermath of COVID, I was forced to release a couple of films in an abnormal way, which is buying out theaters and then reselling the tickets. That was because theaters were not in a kind of normal fashion. But now I'm back to my normal theatrical release. Wide release, a lot of theaters. We have about 500 theaters up now on the website, which is vindicatingtrump.com. But another bunch of theaters are going to go up over the weekend and especially on Monday. So as we go into our opening week, which is September 27th, and you know, Dom, it's really important to go opening weekend. So, you know, you should, if your listeners and viewers want to go out, maybe they'll even get a chance to meet the great Dom Giordano. Next weekend is the big weekend, and we're going to have a really big opening. Trump just made a great statement in recommending that people go to the movie.
Yeah, we have that. We're going to play that, Dinesh. Now, I wanted to ask you, based on previous films versus and being tapped into that, I love the change in the RNC now as far as voter integrity, mail-in balloting, et cetera. Laura Trump, Whatley, that's his field. And here in Pennsylvania, I would tell you the two guys in charge in Philadelphia I know, and also the lawyer Linda Kearns, but you have been in the center of this whole thing around voter integrity. Are you feeling any differently this year that Republicans are finally in the ball game on this stuff?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. I also do not think that the same forms of cheating that were done in 2020 or even in Maricopa County in 22, you can't repeat it the same way. In part because the cover is blown. People are looking for it. So what we do in this film, we have a section on election fraud, and I kind of put myself in the mind of the criminal. And I said, all right, I've broken into Fort Knox twice. I can't do it the same way. If I had to do it a new way, how would I do it? And that kind of explosive revelation is in the film. Now, why am I putting it in the film? Not to provide lessons for cheaters, but again, when you blow people's cover and you say, this is how it could happen, everybody looks for it, and then they can't do it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, Dinesh. Anything else you would tell us? You have interviews with Laura Trump, with one of the president's lawyers. What else do you do in the film?
Highly entertaining recreations. We've created these war rooms. There's like a DNC, Democratic National Committee war room. There's a media war room. There's the intelligence agency. So as all the stuff is going on, they're cooking up schemes on Trump. You know, we often wonder, like, do these people talk to each other? Like, do they get on an early morning Zoom call? How is all this work? So we give you this kind of behind the scenes, which makes the whole Trump story come alive because you feel like you're right there. And so it's interspersed with the interview with Trump. And, you know, when Debbie and I met Trump for the first time, this was in the fall of 2019 in the Oval Office, Debbie asked him a simple question. She goes, you know, how do you do it? The normal person can't handle relentless attacks on every platform, you know, every minute of every day. And we kind of expected Trump to go, ha, 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 you know, I love it. These people are nuts. I enjoy it. But no, he was like, you know, guys, he's like, it gets to me. He goes, I got to confess that at the end of the day, it kind of gets to me because I don't need this. I'm working really hard for the country. So I guess what I'm saying is that Debbie and I saw like a little flash of vulnerability in Trump. And I was like, since then, I've thought to myself, I need 45 minutes to sit, you know, face to face with Trump, like 3 feet apart. I'm not going to let him ramble and do a Trump shtick. I'm going to ask him difficult questions so people can see his mind work. And I'm going to bring out a side of Trump that people don't often see. So I'm very proud. I think I've been able to do that in this movie, but I'll let people judge for themselves.
Well, look, I am all about that. I commend that. You know, I don't like this stuff where sometimes Trump or his people say he's not preparing for the debates. What? I want somebody preparing for the debate and then their natural instincts taken over. I think if you show vulnerability in the manner that you talk about, but you overcome it, you're still in the ring, that's more appealing than somebody who doesn't get it and thinks, oh, I'm not, you know what I mean? It's much better to see that.
No, totally. This is the kind of question I ask Trump in the film. I say, listen, a lot of people are saying you called for an insurrection, and as far as I can see, you didn't actually do that. You didn't ask people to go in the Capitol, take over the building, stop the count. You didn't do that. You didn't call for an insurrection, but guess what? Had you called for one, there would have been one. And there would be one now if you called for one now. And you could see this kind of flash across Trump's face, and his reaction is really priceless. So it's this kind of exchange where you can see Trump's, not only his mind, but his imagination, his kind of moral compass working. I get him to talk in this manner in the movie.
Dinesh, nobody does it quite like this. It's still so rare. I think we've lost touch with talking about you in that vein, because Michael Moore seems to have fallen off the face of the earth. That was the competition before. You were our guy in the ring, and you resurface again with vindicating Trump.
This is true. Michael Moore has fallen into the ocean. There was a very big splash, but I'm still going. And this is a great film. It's really fun. It's by the way, the website is vindicatingtrump.com. And as always, you can plug in your city, your zip code. Theaters will come up. And go opening weekend if you can, and take the family and friends.
Absolutely, Dinesh. Thank you, Dinesh, as always, to be continued. Thanks, Dinesh.
Thank you.
Dinesh D'Souza here. Henry, if take a look at that, just tell me what theaters might be around here. Usually it's in that Chamonix Theater. I think I saw one over there. So Vindicating Trump, this is much different. You heard what he said, too, about voter integrity. He feels better about it also. And again, it's not resting on laurels. It's telling you the truth about this to encourage you about what's going on. All right, coming up, I want to play CNN with this boat owner with a beer complaining about the economy. And the CNN reporter suggests or basically says to this guy, you own a boat. How can you complain about the economy? You know, we're not allowed to complain if CNN judges that you're making it. So how in the world do you have anything to say? Any theaters, Henry?
Yeah, right, we got there? A few here. We got the AMC in Voorhees.
Okay.
The Regal in Warrington. Regal in Burlington, the Oak Center Cinema, the Regal in Brandywine, Wilmington, and the Regal in Downingtown.
Okay, so all over the place here. You can check it out, Vindicating Trump, and hopefully we'll see what happens with this. But Dinesh has an interesting angle here. What's wrong with showing that anybody would be feeling the heat with possibly going to jail for 20 years to life? I think that indicates something about a person that is better other than somebody pretending that's not wearing on you, but they're not winning with it. All right, we'll play you the boat guy. I love this guy with the CNN reporter coming up. Hey, last call. The offer is almost over. All FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Then with the YouTube TV base plan, you're able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account, current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21-plus, present in Pennsylvania. Full price of NFL Sunday Ticket will be automatically charged seasonally after free trial. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Dom Giordano show. So, you know, Trump is the only one where you see Trump merchandise stores. You see the boat parades. That's rare. I don't even remember the Obama base doing anything along these lines. So CNN catches up with a guy who has his own boat, but has a lot to say about how bad the economy is. And apparently, if you own a boat, this MAGA boat parade guy, you shouldn't have anything to say about the economy. Cut 14.
What's your most important issue?
The economy, getting the interest rates down, getting it to where we can afford to live in America. Right now, it's too expensive.
Okay, now let me maybe ask like a slightly impolite question. But, you know, if you can afford a boat, you're not hurting so bad, right? Because a boat costs a lot of money and it's a lot of upkeep.
Listen, nobody gave me. I earned everything that I've got. I'm retired military, retired power plant, and I am successful and retired and with boats, jet skis, because I did it right. And everybody has that chance. Whether they choose or not, that's up to them.
I would never try to take anything away from you in that way. But what I'm asking is, groceries are probably a smaller part of your budget than, say, you know, someone who's like a little worse off. I think it's interesting that people who are a little bit more comfortable are still so concerned about the economy. Do you see what I'm saying?
Because I want my money to go further. I want inflation to go down. I want interest rates to go back down. I want all that. But that covers everybody in the economy. Not just me, not just the poor, not just the rich. It covers everybody.
Now, something I've heard from some people, tell me if this applies to you, is like they're worried their kids aren't able to afford a house or a car.
Well, I trained my kids and taught my kids properly. They have great educations, and they're both successful in their careers. Actually, they're doing better than me.
CNN not winning it with this guy. You know, he could have said to, at one point there, yeah, I want to keep more of my money. I don't want to pay for all this. And I want more Americans to do better. That's the American way. But there was the suggestion, hey, you got a boat and all. You know, you can't be complaining about this. Just in, the Georgia Election Board is saying they will have a new requirement. They will be counting the vote. Let me see if this is in every county. It's the Georgia Election Board. They're going to require hand counts of ballots. Now, you can imagine in Georgia, it was difficult enough, Fulton County and all the rest of it. But this is an added layer of protection. And the Washington Post, New York Times now are on fire. Oh, my God, what's it going to be like in Georgia? Meanwhile, here, Al Schmidt, that Secretary of State, was out there again this week telling us, well, you can't expect us, can you, to have election results even the day after. Just setting the expectations, just setting this up to cause trouble. Imagine, as I believe it's certainly possible, more than likely, that Pennsylvania will determine the fate of the country. And we're waiting here until Al Schmidt and his minions say, yeah, we've counted everything now. And then we're supposed to say, oh, okay, that sounds fine. They have new equipment. They got a lot more money. We are going to talk over in Luzerne County with the head person there, and I'm going to have the exact title here, but their person in charge of elections. Now, Luzerne County, put on the map by Scott Presler, of course, as another place like Bucks County, where it looks like this week it's going to flip from Democrat registrations to Republicans. She banned the idea of drop boxes this week and wanted to see about counting the vote. There had some problem even keeping up with registrations, with the number of people, because it's been so overwhelming. So we'll ask about that, but also about election night. Phone lines to get in, though, on the side question, 855-839-1210, which is something, no matter what people tell you, might be a film, might be a TV show, could be something else. You're going to resist that, you know, that everybody else seems to say great things about. This coming off Henry, Cheers. And Frasier, oh, man, if I tell Kelsey Grammer that, Henry, and you're there with us at Mulligan someday.
Oh, no.
That's it, buddy. You're into a headlock right there. What do you mean? All right, let's stop the show right here. Anybody have a take? Let's go and watch Frasier for a half hour, then come back and get Henry to report.
But Dan, even a worse, The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's criminal.
I find that's criminal. All right, she's a county manager from Luzerne County. We'll get to her coming up, but your calls are right around the corner at 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.